Here we go again on a Thursday, coast to coast in this country on the radio and around the world on the podcast. We're well grounded now in Matthew chapter 4 as we continue to learn what Jesus Christ teaches us about who God is. As the Son of God, nobody knows God the Father better than Jesus the Son. And so we ask regularly, what does Jesus teach us about God? And as we come now to the first temptation of Christ by the devil in the wilderness, we will find herein a significant and practical lesson about who God is in relation to us. But first, I need to point out something about the biblical text in its original language of Greek. Listen now as I read Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. And the tempter came and said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That was God's infallible word to you in Matthew 4, verses 3 to 4. And highlight, if you will, in your mind, the first word the devil speaks to Jesus. In English, the word is if. I-F, if. We do not know what form the devil took here, but we do know this was a very personal encounter. Jesus and the devil are in conversation with one another, with Jesus in command, as always. Jesus is in command of the conversation. And at this point, the devil begins with this, "If you are the Son of God." Now, when we read "if," we take it to mean that the devil doubts whether or not Jesus actually is God's Son. But this is not the case, as we learn when we dig into the biblical Greek. The sense in the Greek language is not so much if, as it is since. Since. We can read the text, "since you are the Son of God." The devil is not questioning the fact that Jesus is God's Son, declared so clearly by God at Jesus' baptism. But rather, the devil is questioning the nature of the relationship between the Father and the Son. Satan did believe. Satan knew that Jesus was God's Son, and that is specifically why he is here to tempt the Lord. What the tempter is saying is, since you are, given that you are God's Son, then surely you have the right to be well fed. As God's Son, you ought to satisfy your hunger. The devil questions, what kind of God will not provide food for his hungry son? Further, since you are God in human form, why don't you turn these stones into bread and use that to feed your empty stomach? Perform the miracle, Jesus. This is what Satan is saying to Jesus Christ. Out in the rough and tough landscape of this wilderness, the devil points, I believe, to a literal stone. I say this because in Luke's account, the doctor uses the word "this," referring to a specific stone. Listen to Luke chapter 4 and verse 3. And the devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." In your mind, you might imagine the devil pointing to a stone on the ground in the wilderness when he tempts Jesus, saying, back to Matthew 4, "Command that these stones become bread." Literally, loaves of bread. Satan is poking at Jesus' physical, bodily appetite. And this is exactly what he does to us when he tempts you and I today. He goes after that which makes us hungry in our bodies, that which makes us hungry physically. With each one of these three temptations, I want to give you specific examples of temptations the devil commonly gives to us in our lives at present. I am aware that we can apply this text to our lives in regards to numerous temptations for all kinds of sin, but I'm being specific as to what I believe are the greatest threats towards Christian people alive at this time and within the sound of my voice. And so, in this first temptation, I see temptation towards unhealthy relationships with food and temptation to illicit sexual relationships as two big, big enticements to sin that we face today. And here is where we learn from Jesus who God is. So let me put this to you this way. In this text, Jesus teaches us that God will protect us from an unhealthy relationship with food, and protect us from illicit sexual relationships if we respond to the devil the way Jesus responded to the devil when he was tempted. I'll give that to you again, and then I'll break this down for you. God will protect us from an unhealthy relationship with food and protect us from illicit sexual relationships if we respond to the devil the way Jesus responded to the devil when he was tempted. This is also posted to God Is WEZE on Facebook. That's God Is WEZE on Facebook. Or you can write to me today. Just send me an email or write me a letter, and I will send it off to you. As I have pointed out, the devil asked Jesus to consider what his physical body wants. In this case, the body is crying out for food. Jesus has been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, says verse 2 of Matthew 4, and he is definitely hungry. The devil says, satisfy that want. All around the world today, people have unhealthy relationships with food. Perhaps you are one of them. This is a common struggle for many women and men, Christians in particular. Many believers, churches are full of these people, believe the sin of gluttony is, what shall I call it, an acceptable sin. Author Jerry Bridges would call it a respectable sin. When we are hungry, if we want to eat, we will eat and we will overeat. If we have a craving for some food or beverage, we never say no to it. We just go to the store, swipe it off the shelves, pay, dig into it, and consume it. Often this takes place right in the parking lot. And then we go back for more. If you live in an affluent society like here in the United States, this is especially true because you have the financial resources to do it, and the store actually has the food and beverages right there on the shelf. I mean, everywhere you go here in the U.S., you are surrounded by food and drink. It's easily accessible. There is also another aspect to an unhealthy relationship with food, and that is eating disorders. There are many eating disorders that people struggle with. Commonly, we think of anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa, but there are many others, according to the research I have done. Perhaps you are now listening to me and you struggle with one or more of these. It is possible you have been officially diagnosed with an eating disorder, or you are undiagnosed, but still very much tempted towards an unhealthy relationship to food. I want you to know God cares about this. He loves you. In adolescence and early adulthood, when body image was, or is currently, particularly important to you, is when such unhealthy relationships with food started to be something you struggled with, and this has persisted. Do you have a very poor image of your own body? And is this a source of pain, anxiety, and worry for you, and or for someone you love, like a teenage daughter, for example? Does Satan tempt you to despair? Does he whisper to you about how awful you look and what a disgrace you are, particularly as compared to others? Well, I invite you, my friend, to listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 4, verse 4, to the devil. Man, woman, shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That, right there, is how you answer the devil when he tells you how awful you are. God will protect you from an unhealthy relationship with food if you will respond to the devil the way Jesus responded to the devil when he was tempted. And I will say more about this as we move along, okay? But at the start, how are you being tempted? That is part of what I am addressing by way of application of how this first temptation applies to our lives. And then circling back to that sin of gluttony, that is excess eating. This is also an unhealthy relationship to food. You lack self-control. You are out of control when it comes to dining. Perhaps you are an impulsive person. Without thinking about it, without reasoning it out with someone else or within your own mind, you let your body take control and feed it whatever it wants, whenever it wants. And now you're overweight and are living with serious health issues created by your overeating and by your overdrinking. Perhaps for a while you have denied these health issues and continue to eat and drink, but it is catching up with you. Well, I want you to know that God also cares about this. You're a Christian. You belong to Him, and He wants to protect you. Or, you are not yet a Christian, and therefore you need to know that He is the only definite way out of the temptation for obsessively eating and drinking. Now, you might react, God cares about this? Really? Oh, yes, He does. God will protect you from an unhealthy relationship with food if you will respond to the devil the way Jesus responded to the devil when he was tempted. And then there are illicit sexual relationships towards which Satan is constantly tempting both men and women. He draws Christians and non-Christians toward these every single day and night. By illicit, I mean forbidden. As far as God is concerned, sex is good. Sex is wholesome. Sex is His idea. Sex is biblical. But the only context for sex as God commands it is one marriage between one man and one woman for life, and with only two exceptions, death of a spouse and divorce on biblical grounds. Divorce on biblical grounds. Should a person be remarried because of those? But even then, sexual intercourse must be within the context of marriage. Any other form of sex is illicit, that is, forbidden by God in the Bible. And yet, in the societies in which we live, we are under constant assault by the devil to violate the Word of God, to violate God Himself on this command. And I'll say more about this as well. I definitely will. In this first temptation, the devil is tempting Jesus towards His physical, bodily appetite. And this is exactly what He does to us when He tempts us this day and this night. I'm going to apply this to unhealthy relationships to food and to illicit sexual relationships. So come back. Stick with me. Let's learn together how to resist Satan in our lives. Join me tomorrow, for God is...